Good afternoon or good morning, whatever time you're listening to this, Pine Creek. I'm Neville DeGina here with the D20 boys volleyball team, or some of them. I'm here with Ethan Kettles.
Hello.
And Joshua Livergood.
Howdy.
So with volleyball starting to formulate in D20, you know, you guys have to go to DCC and combine with a bunch of different schools. Is the boys volleyball kind of on a rise, like in D20? Do you think it's going to be to a point where each school can get their own team to compete within the district?
I'll let Josh take this one first.
Thank you. So volleyball just in the state of Colorado is definitely on the rise, and you can see that with the growth and the sanction of the sport. Last year was the first year, this year is the second year, and So last year, D20 didn't even have a team. This year, DCC fielded a team, sponsored it, and we had, 85 kids try out for the team?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, so a lot of good good representation from all the schools. I definitely feel like there's enough teams for all the schools to feel there's enough players from all the schools for each team to feel for each school to field a team. But I also feel like there may be drawbacks to each school fielding a team. I know definitely at Pine Creek, there's a lot of interest, a lot of good interest for each for Pine Creek as a school to field a team. So definitely in the next few years, it is a possibility that we field a team, and we also field a pretty good team. It's a lot of sophomores that have a lot of interest in the sports. I know Ethan's one of them here with us today.
Definitely.
Yeah. And so, like, you guys keep learning the sport, you keep playing, and you guys could definitely field a great team. And so I don't know about the immediate future, but I know within the next few years, it's definitely a possibility that their D20 starts to break up into individual schools, and Pine Creek could definitely field a team.
So with like a game day scenario, do you guys kind of feel divided as different schools or together? Like, what's kind of that kind of feeling, playing with a different school?
No, well, even being with a different school, it's still like we're still a team. We're still together. We work together. We play together. We lose together. We win together. Everything is together. Even though we're all from different schools, we're still together as a team.
Yeah, and I'll piggyback off of that. I know sometimes at school it's like, okay, it's a little weird that I'm wearing DCC stuff at Pine Creek, but I feel like everyone who knows kind of a little bit of the ins and outs of the volleyball team kind of understands that, I mean, yes, we go to Pine Creek, but we also play for DCC, and that doesn't mean we're any less of a Pine Creek student. It just means that we support the team, and we support whoever's giving us the resources to play, and so that's kind of nice. And also what Ethan said, the second we step on the volleyball court, it's we're one team. We're not a bunch of different schools. We're one team.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And like you said about wearing DCC, like, kind of merchandise here, I know there's no camera for them to see, but I noticed you're wearing a D20 boys volleyball. Does it have, like, a DCC logo anywhere on it, or is it just kind of one?
So this is actually a shirt from 2 years ago.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
Okay.
And, I mean, if you look at it closer, the volleyballs are like little coronavirus logos. So, yeah.
So with playing other districts, do you guys travel a lot, or is it kind of local?
So far, it's been pretty much localized. Like, we haven't really gone outside of Colorado Springs too much. Sometimes we go down farther south more. I know today we're playing down at Cheyenne Mountain High School. So that's pretty much the extent of where we've gone so far.
Yeah, it's primarily Colorado Springs teams, like Doherty. A few more southern teams. We're playing Cheyenne Mountain, Mesa Ridge, Pueblo South. Those are the few further south teams. But aside from that, it's primarily Colorado Springs. We don't have to worry about traveling up to Denver three times a week. Thank goodness.
Do you guys have kind of like a main district rival?
Not really.
No, not yet. I feel like since this is only the first year for DCC, so we don't necessarily have a rival yet. I know, I don't know about sub-varsity JV or C team, but I know on the varsity team, we're really excited to play Cheyenne Mountain. We haven't played them before. We're ranked first in our conference. They're ranked second in our conference. And so we're really excited for that. It should be some of the best competition we've seen so far. And so I wouldn't necessarily call them a rival, but I would say that we're probably the most excited to play them.
Okay. How does the boys' volleyball scene kind of just always get overlooked, do you think?
Well, there is kind of the stereotype. Since girls' volleyball is so much more popular than boys' volleyball, it's like, oh, I didn't really know that there was a boys' volleyball team. And so one thing that I hear a lot is, I was expecting the level of play to like not be very high. I was not expecting a good game just because it's so new. And like you think of PE volleyball, where it's like you just send the ball over the net every time, and it's just not a lot of fun. But people who come and watch the games afterwards are like, wow, that was impressive. Like, you guys played really well. That was crazy. Some of the hits, some of the serves that you guys had, it's like, that's definitely not the PE volleyball that you may expect. It's definitely a higher level of play than a lot of people may think.
Yeah, so volleyball is kind of more seen as like a casual sport that you play at a summer picnic.
Yeah, it's more seen as something that you do when you got nothing else to do,
mm-hmm.
or like when you're told to do it, and then people don't really realize that there's people that actually like play it to go somewhere with it.
Yeah, they don't think of a competitive scene whenever they think volleyball.
Yeah, or boys volleyball.
Yeah.
Also, like the competition on a competitive scene, some of the plays that we have like get really, really fast. And sometimes that happens with girls volleyball, where it's like you just have a rally that goes on and on and on and on and on. But in guys volleyball, you have a lot of like really powerful hits, but you also have a lot of great digs. And so it's the level of play is like, it's really fast. And it's also like, again, going back to what I said earlier, it's like people are, wow, that was a lot more exciting than I was anticipating.
Yeah, kind of going back to what you said about, you know, back and forth driving, how do you guys kind of stay motivated to, like, or how do you know who to pass it to? How much conditioning, how much practice do you think that takes? How in sync do you really have to be with your team?
It's a lot of knowing your team and knowing how they play and knowing how to play with them. And it's a lot of, yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, so I mean, before the season started, I feel like it was so quick, like no one barely even knew about D20 boys volleyball. Did you guys have a lot of time before season started to kind of synchronize with each other?
So I know for varsity, I have been playing with everyone on my team for 2 or 3 years, whether it was for previous clubs or when D20 used to have a club team instead of a Chassis sanctioned team. Just playing with other people. I've been playing with my teammates for a while, and so we at the start of the season, even our coach, Coach Weatherby, he was like, yeah, you guys know each other a lot better than I do, and so if there's something that you see, if there's something that like you see in each other or you want to tell me, just go ahead, because you guys have been playing together for quite a while. And so I know on the varsity level, we're very in sync with each other, and like we're all great friends. And in terms of who to pass the ball to and like the flow of the court, without getting into like too much of the nitty gritty of volleyball, there's like in practice we do a lot of like defense and blocking footwork and just offensive systems. That way we know who to pass the ball to and who to set for certain plays in order to separate the defense on the other side and to pick apart who we're playing. That way we can get the best best offensive output that we can.
Mm-hmm. And would you say the same about this, Ethan, kind of with maybe less experience and kind of the whole scene, like having two less years than seniors that have played together?
Well, for JV, I know for JV, there aren't very many people that play on the club team for the sub-varsity. So there's it's a lot less, like we don't know each other as well, but then there are some people on the teams that know other people on the team really well because they've been friends for like school, because they go to the same schools and stuff like that. But for C team, there are a lot less people that play on club teams, so they're a lot less coordinated. They don't really know how to play with each other. But over the course of the season, you can see how well they develop with each other, how well they learn to play with each other, how well they learn each other's skills, their strengths and weaknesses, and everything like that.
Yeah, and even just from an outside perspective, all the teams, but just speaking more to JV and C team, you guys have definitely grown at the start of the season and to the end of the season. I think the coaching has helped a lot, but just playing with each other, the entire program plays, we either have a game or we practice every single day except for the weekends, and sometimes we have games on the weekends, and so that just means that, like, you get to learn each other very well. And so varsity has been lucky that we know each other, but even JV and C team, you guys have grown together, and definitely playing every single day, you learn your teammates.
Yeah, and we've grown together a lot. We've grown together as a team, together as individuals, together as friends.
Definitely doesn't feel like a bunch of different schools. It feels like one team.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Okay, cool. I think that should wrap it up, right? Yeah.
I think so.
That's it.
Yeah. All right, cool. Thank you all.